What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
Quiet night at the hotel. They're all quiet nights. But like a storm over the ocean, if you break through the miasma, you see it all. I can see every room in the hotel. Occupied, mostly. But there are always empty rooms. Always at least one. We never turn a guest away. Hotel policy is that no one ever gets away. Ah. Speak of the devil and he shall appear. This one doesn't look like he can pay, caked with layers of clothes and muck. He looks startled that the lobby is empty save for me. I welcome him. All are welcome.
Bathroom I can use?
He says. There are no public bathrooms. None of the doors in the lobby are for the guests. Some of them aren't even for the lobby boy. Bathrooms, I tell him, are in the rooms. Most of the rooms. He's welcome to any of the vacancies. He gestures to himself, his worn boots and filthy beard. I know, I tell him. I tell him if he can keep it to himself, he can stay, just for tonight, in one of our rooms. He doesn't believe me. He won't say it in case I change my mind, or call the police. I take a key off the board and drop it on the counter. Room 220 is empty tonight, I say. And checkout is 11 a.m. and not a minute later. I leave him with his choice and go through my door to the back. People are more comfortable taking without watchful eyes. Just before the door closes behind me, I hear him say,
God bless.
No. Not here, he doesn't. I can't see this man anymore, but I know he isn't in the lobby any longer. He's taken the elevator to the second floor. It's quiet here. Not a single sound from any of our rooms. Just the hum of the heater occasionally. He follows the gold numbers, counting down green door after green door. He's so nervous. Not for the right reasons. Not yet. Rounding the corner, he sees the numbers start counting up. A wrong turn. But when he goes back, the numbers on the doors are all gone. As is the elevator. Maybe another wrong turn. He doesn't start to panic yet. He will soon. So soon. He's retracing his steps. But this hallway also has green doors without numbers. Without doorknobs. This hallway is much longer than he remembered. He can't quite make out the end. Maybe his eyes are bad. Maybe it's a trick of the light. They always think it's a trick of the light. Or the wind. Or another guest moaning in their sleep. Behind him, the hallway stretched into forever in the other direction. Either way he walks, he can't find the hall he turned in on. Of course, he starts running. He runs as best he can, down the hall, far, far longer than he walked to get here. He's no closer to the end. He runs the other way. He runs for almost a full hour before he starts banging on the green slabs that he's almost certain were doors once. I wonder how long until he tries to carve his way through with the key I left him. I wonder how much longer after that until he turns the key on himself.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager. Mark Whitten as the lobby boy. Graham Rowett as the owner. And Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.